tuned in to the Roto Experts.
This is the Roto Experts! Alongside the fantasy executive Corey Parson, the King Scott Angle, and Wall Street Matt Modica, I am Greg Sussman. You see Matt Modica holding up the Cam Newton for you, because Cam Newton is a monster of a game on Monday night.
He opened up a can of you-know-what, and it was fun to watch. When Cam's on top of his game, football is better.
You know, he's happier, that's for sure. It's certainly
the media
happier.
Likes it better, yeah. But
and he likes the media better.
Yeah, and you know, 2 touchdowns from Christian McCaffrey. We still haven't seen enough of the big plays, but look, we'll take the touchdowns. You know, they this is real with him in the red zone, especially with the read option when Cam's playing well.
Let's go. Yes, we Cam. Yes, we Cam. Yes, we Cam. Yes, we Cam. Good
like
old
that.
Days.
I remember those days.
Yeah. Now watch me get a hate tweet.
From right over there.
That's a good one, Greg.
Cam Newton and the Panthers dominated Miami on Monday night. Cam threw 4 touchdowns, ran for 95 yards. Jonathan Stewart had his best game of the season. Christian McCaffrey gets in there twice. Yeah, Curtis Samuel should have scored a touchdown. Instead, leaves what seems like a high ankle sprain there. Pretty much everybody on the Panthers got it done, including Scotty Devin Funchess, who had 2 touchdowns, and is just looking, again, every week, throw him in there, wide receiver 2, lock him and load him.
Yeah, this offense is starting to come together. You saw, you know, without Benjamin now, they know who they want to go to, and Funchess is the number one guy. He got it on the screen. He gets it on a slant. Look, he doesn't have any game-breaking speed, but you know Cam Newton likes that big target. And, you know, as far as Cam, this is his 3rd 3-touchdown game of the season in terms of passing. Sometimes the consistency hasn't been there, but I think you got to be very confident down the stretch with him, because this offense has really come together. I remember 2 years ago or so, when we say we don't want any part of Cam at all because he doesn't have any weapons. You know, now he's got Funchess. He's getting comfortable with Samuel. You can see it. Russell Shepard, you know, had many targets as Samuel last night. Greg Olsen's going to come back soon. And McCaffrey, you know, coming into this game, I said it yesterday, he had the most receptions of any running back through 8 games in NFL history since 1970.
Russell Shepard can't catch a damn ball.
Let's just be honest.
It was good to see Funchess these last 2 weeks. I mean, he had a monster game last night, but double digits. The process has been right with him, but prior to the last 2 weeks, it just hasn't been translating. So going forward, I expect good things too.
By the way, I bet you now, without Curtis Samuel, Russell Shepard's going to become a major part of this Carolina Panthers offense.
Oh, boy. Let's see what happens. I got him in a couple spots. You know what I'm saying? Dollar Mickey Holla. We'll see how that plays out. Shout out to Russell Shepard.
By the way, I know he's played one more game. Cam Newton right now, the 4th highest scoring quarterback in all of fantasy football.
That's where he always seems to end up at.
Every year. We take a break. When we come back, let's hit the waiver wire, gentlemen. Let's talk about some of the waiver wire running backs that you could be picking up week 11.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
Experts here live with the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Corey Parsons back in the house. King Scott Angle and Wall Street Matt Modica. We mentioned it last hour when it came to Jamal Williams, and now it's time to talk about what you're going to spend on Jamal Williams. I've heard both of these guys, Corey. I want to go to you now here. Yesterday.
I don't like going to Green Bay for running back production. It's not really one of my favorite things to do, especially at Aaron Rodgers-less Green Bay. But I can see, obviously, you have to add a starting running back because he's going to have opportunities to carry the football. If I have $30 of my fab left, I would put 12 of them on one Mr. Jamal Williams. And if I don't get him, it wouldn't be the end of the world.
Can I ask you this, then? What are you saving the other $18 for? For what?
For a better player.
To me,
do I want to empty for an emergency.
Okay, if you like this time of year, fab is different. It depends on what your situation is. Like, I got a league where I'm about to empty the clip on Jacoby Brissett.
On a bye?
Hmm?
On a bye.
Yeah, even on a bye.
That doesn't make sense.
I need him for week 12.
You need who's your quarterback?
Tyrod Taylor.
So? What's wrong with that?
You don't have a backup?
I have a league where I'm looking at matchups now. And I'm going to have a big matchup in week 12 that can really dictate the course of the season. Playoffs a little bit different in this league. And in week 12, Brissett has Tennessee Titans secondary at home.
But so you're going to end the clip for that one game because the week later he has the Jaguars.
A week later, if I'm still playing, I'm happy.
Do you have a backup quarterback in that league already?
Brett Hundley.
Yes. Well, I guess we can see how Hundley played better this week, but you'd rather have Brissett.
I'm going to play Brissett at home versus the Titans.
Yeah, and if you have $18, you know, look, what if you have a quarterback and he gets injured this week and you need that $18 to grab a Brissett, right?
I see why you have the
$18.
I don't see what I only have three left. I don't want people to hear about this, Scott.
Whatever amount you have.
Yeah. We'll keep it kind of like
general.
I'm going to open it up to the listening audience because it's funny how the league structure plays out where the first round of the playoff is in week 12. And I'm playing in that specific league that's got a nice piece of change on it. I need to win week 12 to go forward. So I'm emptying the clip. If you have situations right now, I think we were coming up on weeks 11, 12, and 13. You got to be looking forward and seeing what matchups you have, what you need to win, and what's the best players that fit your roster. Just don't go grab the hot name on the waiver wire this week. Do stuff. Nowadays, you got to do stuff for your specific team that's going into the playoffs. If you're not a playoff team, get off the waiver wire. I hate to say it that way.
I don't agree with that. I think you have every right to be on the waiver wire if you're not a playoff team. I think you can play until week 13. I don't like making a trade if I'm out of it because I don't want to affect that. But the waiver wire, I can play. I'm allowed to play.
You're not going to be. I don't think week 14 waiver wire when you get to the
week 14 is different week than 14. Week 11.
All right, no,
I don't think the waiver wire should be open on week 14.
Exactly, the waiver wire should not be open on week 14 except unless you make the playoffs. Now, with that being said. Look at what you have coming up, matchups you have, and games like that. It's the part of the year when we start to look ahead. Just don't go get the hot name because that's the hot name. Go get the player that best fit your needs.
But isn't the hot name this week is Jamal Williams? I have to imagine he fits the most needs because he's a starting running back.
Yeah, you know,
maybe Danny Woodhead's a better fit for you.
And the other
Williams might play. Danny Woodhead's gonna get hurt.
Yeah, that's true, too. But look at Jamal Williams. He's a running back for the Green Bay Packers who's playing without Aaron Rodgers. That offense is terrible.
But it's an offense that wants to run the football.
But if you are looking ahead, week 13, the Buccaneers, and week 14 at the Browns. But the Browns have been really good against the run. So I'm looking at this Green Bay schedule. Ravens at Steelers, Buccaneers at Browns.
That's
at
tough.
Panthers and Vikings.
That's the best defenses in the league.
That's really yeah. And then the Browns are really good against the run, too. So. It's really not looking so optimistic.
I just know you can't. You've told me this all year. You cannot save your fab for anything. You can't take it with you. I'm not going to hold on to it and just go home with all this money left. It's stupid.
No, I'm not saying that you do that, but you have to make it to where, we can't give the advice now in a general way. Right. It has to be specific to each owner and their team and what that specific owner needs. And by this point, the owner should have learned enough knowledge from us, you know what I'm saying, to understand, okay, this is the time of year where I got to start to streamline my roster and go ahead and make that final push. So some teams don't need guys like Jamal Williams. It's just going to come up there and be a body. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, but...
But if you do need them, go ahead and empty the clip. I don't have a problem with
to your point, if you're 4-6, right?
Yeah.
But say you have the most points of the 4-6 teams or even more than the 5-5 teams.
Yep.
And now you just lost Devonta Freeman as one of your running backs. Maybe you got to empty the clip on a Jamal Williams.
Maybe so. Maybe that's exactly. If you have to start him.
I think you got to empty Jamal Williams for a couple of factors. One, he is a starting running back. Two, maybe you're blocking somebody else from getting him. That could help them overtake you at some point. So, I mean, what else is out there? There's only a couple more weeks. In the leagues I play, the waiver wire isn't even open in week 14. So you got to pretty much set your team up now for that
stretch run. And another thing, this is the time of year, too, where I would start looking at other teams' rosters and paying attention to what they have and looking at their lineups for that reason what Matt said, to start blocking some people now. You feel what I'm saying? Because if that guy that I got to play in week 12, he should know that I need a quarterback. You know what I'm saying? And he should be right on the waiver wire picking up Brissett.
Scott, you
no, it makes sense. Like earlier in the year, I'm just worried about my own team.
Right.
I can't, you know. It's like I just have to win as many games as I can. Now, if I'm in a tight race, I understand it. But I'm not going. If I'm 4-6, I'm not looking at the 8-2 team and trying to block him. If I'm in a race with two other guys for that final playoff spot, yes, that's where it makes sense.
I get it, and I entirely get it there. I'm always looking at my opponent. My opponent was the one that made the trade and now has Stephon Diggs. I'm gonna play Stephon Diggs three out of four weeks. It's very frustrating. I like Stephon Diggs a lot. So it's
University of Maryland is a terp.
Yeah, he's a terp.
He went back home.
And you're putting on a show too.
Yeah.
It's almost two.
almost two indeed. So Jamal Williams is one guy. Then you get, speaking of Devontae Freeman, his backup, Tyron Ward. Can I interest you anybody in Tyron Ward?
I think in a 14-team, 16-team league, you know, something like that. But Coleman's going to get most of the reps. You know, Coleman's going to get most of the reps here.
Yeah, I'm believing they're going to lean heavily on Tevin Coleman.
Yeah, I'm not tripping off.
No one's tripping off of Tyron Ward. Okay, what about Rod Smith?
I think you got to go get Rod Smith, especially when Dallas is going to be in negative game scripts. You know what I'm saying? Moving forward,
would you rather have Rod Smith than Jamal Williams?
Yeah, I would.
You would.
Because of the pass-catching ability.
It's to Matt's point yesterday he was talking about, you know, there's a lot of teams in the league, you know, they have a Gurley, they got a Hunt, they know that's the guy. But then there's other teams that even like New Orleans are comfortable with the two running back thing. Then there's a thing like Dallas where it takes more than one guy to replace an Ezekiel Elliott. I think both Morris and Smith can be relevant here. You know, Dez Bryant is not the Dez Bryant we used to see. You know, I think they're going to have to depend a lot more on their running backs here, you know, to take some pressure off of Dak Prescott. So I could see both of them being viable.
You have Rod Smith is currently owned in just 33% of CBS Sports leagues. He is out there.
It's too low.
Would you rather have him, Matt, or Jamal Williams?
I want to say Rod Smith, but I'm going to go Jamal Williams. It's maybe dependent upon my roster, but I think you have to get the guy that's going to have all of the workload. I do believe the game script should be in Rod Smith's favor, but I do think Dallas will try and get Alfred Morris involved to establish the run. So for me, it's Jamal Williams.
I might start Rod Smith this week. Is that crazy?
No, I'm talking Rod Smith.
You starting Rod Smith this week? I might start Rod Smith this week. I just looking at my team, I just realized that. It's kind of interesting.
I think where Corey's coming from that is, like, you may not be able to run the ball against that front, so get it to the running back out in space. Or if, you know, they get scripted, they'll probably have the Smith in there.
Marty just asked me a question. Marty,
sure.
Shout out to Marty from Canada. If Woodhead doesn't play this week, is Buck Allen still an option, a viable option?
I think so.
Absolutely, my opinion. I know that he's the pass-catching guy, and what's the guy that pretty much the...
Alex Collins.
Alex Collins is going to get his. But, yeah, Buck Allen at the Packers, you got to like that matchup. So if you still have Buck Allen, don't be cutting bait on him.
Once again, you got to make sure Rex Burkhead is not out there in your league. We've been saying that. Matt's been saying this since week one. Other people have been saying over the last few weeks. And yet, as I look at Yahoo, Rex Burkhead is only owned in 13% of leagues.
I would take him over all of these running backs.
You know, we know Matt would. Scotty?
I think right now you'd probably have to. 15 points in two consecutive games.
Yeah.
I don't know how Jake would feel about that, though. He hates New England running backs.
Well, I don't really care, Jake. I'm asking you, Scotty.
I'm just curious to, you know, New England's opinion on that. That's what I'm saying.
You can listen to the Fantasy Football Frenzy. You go to 9 a.m.
That's
Eastern
why I'm going
time.
To listen. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Find out Jake's opinion on when it comes to Rex Burkhead and James White. And the rest
and
of the
please don't take my phone today.
Yes, we walked out of the studio yesterday, and Scott got Matt's phone, and there's some pictures on there. And, you know.
It looks like my phone, but then I saw the Danny Woodhead wallpaper, and I said, it's not mine.
To be clear, one of them are an iPhone, and one of them is not. So, you know, They're both white, though, I guess.
Yeah.
Take a break. We'll come back. A couple more waiver wire running backs to get to, and wide receivers as well. I think Corey's going to go back to an old friend. We'll talk more running backs and wide receivers on the waiver wire when we come back here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Networks.
The award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network is your free fantasy source 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You can catch this show and many others live on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn Radio. Want to listen on your computer at work? Go to fntsy.com/radio or check us out on YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page, where you can ask questions, discuss topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your questions on the air. The number is 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 days a year fantasy sports network of its kind without a subscription. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your fantasy source.
RotoExperts.com/DKMS. Make sure you hit it up and learn more about becoming a bone marrow donor. You want to donate bone marrow, try to save lives. Those with blood cancer need your help. So please, when you have an opportunity, check out RotoExperts.com/DKMS. You also have an opportunity to go to the Super Bowl, go to the bottom of the page, click a link, win a DFS contest. It's totally free. It's a free roll any week between weeks 1 and 16, now week 11 and 16. And if you win any of those next 5 weeks, you play in week 17, you win week 17, you go to the Super Bowl. It is a free roll sponsored by DKMS. All you gotta do is swab your cheeks and find out who you match up with, who could take your bone marrow and ultimately save a life. That's one way you go to the big game. The other is by participating in the big game trivia challenge, which on the Corey Show, the Fantasy Football Frenzy, we had a winner last week.
Yes, we certainly did. Shout out to Matt in Pennsylvania. He got the W. He's going to the big game. You know what I'm saying? So definitely shout out to DKMS. They're doing an excellent job along with FNTSY Sports Radio.
Absolutely. RunningBackSports.com/DKMS. Guys, a couple of other running backs I want to get into. We talked about it a little bit earlier on. I think it's worth bringing up now again. Corey, can Austin Eckler be a flex for somebody?
No, I don't think. I think you're asking for it. I think you're asking for a roll of trouble if you flex Austin Eckler. Listen, we put another 27 on your bench again. You have to take it. You got to eat that because you did that guy is not a starting running back. Period.
I mean, I might throw him out there in the flex. If I had, it's all dependent. There's 14 is on buff. I have Carlos Hyde and stuff like that. There's a chance he's going to catch some passes. I don't know if Melvin Gordon is 100%. And if he's going to get some reps or if he's earned some touches, do I want to play him? No. But, I mean, Buffalo's been getting shredded, so.
It's interesting, you know, when you bring up the point that maybe he's not healthy. There was recently the toe, et cetera. But, you know, like you also talk about, Matt, when you feel like somebody, when a player seems to feel like a guy's coming for his job, he can bounce back. And I feel Gordon is a good enough player where he might, you know, use this as motivation. Football is a game where emotion and can really fuel you. And I wouldn't be surprised if Gordon has a really, really good game. But if Phillip Rivers isn't playing, that really complicates things.
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm definitely playing Gordon. Don't get me wrong. But I'm saying if you need, if he could be a flex option. And if he gets you double digit points, that's you're happy with that.
Sure. I mean, if you can get double digit points from Austin Eckler, you'll absolutely take it. So Scott, it sounds like are you buying back in that Melvin Gordon like bounces back from what we just saw?
I would have a lot of confidence in that.
Okay.
And if Rivers is able to play, you know he's strictly the goal line runner. And the fact that Eckler fumbled late in that game against Jacksonville doesn't help his case.
No, it doesn't.
Because then they went back to Gordon.
Yeah, they had to go back to Gordon there after that. All right, so that's the Austin Eckler conversation. I got to go back to your guy again, Scotty, and that's Samaje Perine. It looks Rob Kelly is hurt again. Chris Thompson's obviously the running back you want to own in Washington, but can he get behind Samaje Perine?
Maybe as a flex. You know, maybe this could be a Joe Mixon kind of thing because, you know, we saw him last time he started, you know, catch a touchdown pass, et cetera. They used him near the goal line. So I could see it being a Mixon thing where he gives you 8 to 10 points in a PPR.
So how, would you rather have him or Jamal Williams?
I would probably rather go with P. Ryan. To me, neither one of them has a lot of upside.
Okay.
I think P. Ryan is a little bit more versatile and plays in a better offense.
Would you rather have Samaje P. Ryan or Rod Smith?
You know, Smith's part of a timeshare, but I'm probably going to go Rod Smith. I think he's be probably more volume as a pass catcher than P. Ryan.
I think the question is, would you rather have P. Ryan or Joe Mixon? Because you keep comparing them to. So who would you rather have?
I'd probably rather have P. Ryan because I think that's a better offense. Yeah.
He's not leaving P. Ryan.
No, you're not.
I don't like either one of them that much.
You love Samaje P. Ryan.
I don't love him. I said I like him better than Joe Mixon. That doesn't mean I love him.
But Joe Mixon is at least scoring touchdowns.
You know how much I like him better than you asked me for prediction. To me, they're going to be the same, pretty much.
But I think it's really interesting you say that, because at least Joe Mixon, as much as he has struggled with the yards, he scored touchdowns now in back-to-back games. The other game besides that, I believe he had like 97 yards receiving. So over the last couple of weeks, he's gotten double-digit points relatively consistently, even though he hasn't exactly looked good doing it.
But they haven't used him enough. They'll give him like 9 carries.
Sure.
And they're both going to be goal line runners, I think.
Theoretically, yes.
It's like a push. You know. But if I had to take one, I'll take the guy in the better offense.
All right, there you go. Yeah. Samaje P. Ryan over Joe Mixon, says the King, Scott Engel.
Who's Washington playing this week?
New Orleans. Washington plays New Orleans this week. It should be a good game.
I hope D.C. lose.
I know you do. You don't like D.C.
Or Philly, or the
New York Giants, indeed. All right, that's the waiver wire receivers. I mentioned Samaje P. Ryan. To me, the number one wide receiver on the waiver wire to go get right now is your boy, Corey, Jamison Crowder. Now, Jamison Crowder dropped, left for dead, finished, kaput, and now he's the thing again.
Is he?
That's what I'm asking you.
No, I don't know if he is, really. He had a big play over the weekend. Had the good game against Dallas. He's more involved. He looks like he's healthier than he was. I do think he should be owned in 12-team leagues now. Is he a starter? I'm not sure.
Yeah. Here's the thing. The good point you make is health. Didn't they recently have a bye week? I thought he wasn't. Actually, I'm wrong on that. But, like, he hasn't been healthy all along. You know, I think, like, up until about 2 weeks ago when he started looking healthy again, I think Crowder's a thing again.
But yeah. The offense looked different, too, though.
They are starting to throw the ball down the field now.
They are
becoming vertical. But the last two games, 13 targets, 11 targets. I mean, 9 catches, 4 catches, 123, 76. He's definitely an option now.
I think the fact that they're going more vertical is because he's healthy. They're not going vertical to Terrell Pryor.
Well, Terrell Pryor's not even getting snapped.
He's not even playing.
I'm saying I think he's healthier, so now they have more confidence in going down the field.
Yeah, no, but even without Crowder, I mean, they're throwing the ball deep to Doxson, Maurice Harris, of all people.
Because now Doxson has come along, and Crowder's healthy. I think they're going to open things more up now.
Well, let's not forget, when it came to Jamison Crowder, he missed last week's game against Seattle because he was hurt.
Right.
And he was able to ultimately come back in this one, and it wasn't just the downfield targets. I watched a lot of this game. He was targeted all over the field. 11 times Kirk Cousins looked his way. Only caught 4 passes, but he was targeted 11 times. It was tied for the most on his team with Vernon Davis. Jamison Crowder dropped multiple touchdown passes in this game. I think Jamison Crowder is the thing, and I think you could start him. I like him. I think he's going to be a very viable receiver this week against New Orleans, because you're going to have Josh Doxson taken away by Marshawn Lattimore. Jamison Crowder inside the slot is going to be huge.
And if you're looking ahead, corner's tough too,
if you're looking ahead after New Orleans, which is a tough matchup.
Much, much, much easier.
Giants at Dallas.
Dallas, the Chargers, Arizona, and then Denver in the finals.
All right, and so Marshawn Lattimore isn't the only good guy in that secondary, so it will be a challenging matchup.
So can you start? You starting him over Paul Richardson most weeks?
I want to say yes.
You starting him over Ted Ginn most weeks?
I think it's close.
I'd start him over Ginn. With Richardson, I think it's kind of close. I might like Richardson better against Atlanta than Crowder against New Orleans.
Well, what about going forward? Most weeks, I get this week. I understand the matchup.
Yeah, this week's a little tough.
I understand this week the matchup.
The next 2 weeks, I'm definitely starting.
I'm going to lean Richardson because he's already caught 5 touchdown passes. I think he's more of a scoring threat.
And that's the problem right there. You're picking him up. I get it. He should be owned in 12-team leagues at this stage, but Are we starting him every week?
I'm starting him week 12 and 13.
Okay,
those matchups are too good.
Okay, I can see that, but you're not starting him in week 11.
But to your point, like you're picking up Jacoby Brissett.
That's what I'm saying.
So I'm saying, like, if you can get by week 11, have somebody in there.
But he's asking, like, is he an every week starter the rest of the way?
I think he's a matchup play.
I think the answer is no.
I think a guy like Jameson Crowder.
You start him over Jameson Crowder most moving forward, not looking at the schedule. But if we were to sit up here blindly, who would
rank
you rather
for
start?
The rest of the season,
Randall Cobb or Jameson Crowder?
Crowder.
Yeah,
I think ultimately.
Wow.
I mean, look, the guy's getting the targets when he's out there now. Yeah. I mean, he's getting the ball thrown to him.
We would have said Crowder week one. So I don't think that's a bigger surprise. We would have said Crowder from the beginning of the season.
That's true, but then about week four, you just said Randall Cobb.
Well, that's true too. And that was the end of that. I think ultimately, a guy like Jameson Crowder, even as good as he can be, and you should pick him up, and I agree with that, no doubt about it. But I will say this, a lot of it this time of the year, it does depend on your roster. Like, if you're not going to start him ever, and you don't really have anyone you want to drop, like, I get owning your handcuff instead of Jameson Crowder. I get that.
Well,
would you rather own Josh Doctson or Jameson Crowder?
I was about to go to Josh Doctson right now. I think after this week, things can open up for this kid, and maybe it happens. Maybe it does. Maybe it doesn't. But I would at least want to have him on my bench as an option to play versus the Giants, versus the Cowboys, and the rest of the schedule.
But which one would you rather have?
I guess I got to go Jameson Crowder. I mean, right now, Crowder is getting all these targets. Crowder has that proven track record. But if Crowder is gone and Doctson's available, I would be putting Doctson on my bench.
I would go Crowder just because we haven't quite seen it yet with Doctson. We're seeing flashes, but he's not quite there yet.
I gotta go with JC because JC is the veteran. He's getting the work. I think we're at the time of the year to where the potential is kind of like, I can't bank on this potential right now. I need more of a sure thing. So I would, and he's not a sure thing. Crowder hasn't been this season, but I would go Crowder over Doctson.
I agree. I would go with Crowder over Doctson. At this point as well. Just honestly,
I mean, just look at the targets. You can't argue with that.
Exactly what I was going to say.
He dropped touchdowns.
Yeah. Oh, and I'll say this. Doctson also had a touchdown that he fell on. And Doctson consistently, even when he's not catching passes, they look for him in the red zone.
And I think he played like
95% of the snaps, 94%
or something like that.
I feel like when they need a touchdown, he's one of the first guys they look to, whether it's a deep touchdown or a red zone touchdown. So, scoring system, I like him even more in a non-PPR.
That's a good point. Yeah. With Doctson, he's an end zone guy. With Crowder, who's got none. I think that comes to mind as well. A lot to take into there. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Talk about wide receivers, blast from the past names, as well as the tight ends. We'll do it all when we come back here on the Roto Break.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
Sports Radio Network, Roto Experts, trying to help you on your waiver wire. Corey Parson, my friend, I got to ask you this.
Yo, what's up?
He returned to the lineup this week at a 2-point conversion at home this week against Tennessee. Thursday night football. You get back in on Martavis Bryant?
No, I'm not getting back in on Martavis Bryant. I still think it's going to be spotty. Not putting him back in my lineup. You can go ahead and add him if he's on your waiver wire. See what he has down the stretch for you. Maybe he's had some upside for your stretch run. I'm not ready to commit to putting him back in my lineup yet.
Martavis Bryant scores a touchdown in double digits.
Ooh!
Madika's ready to put him back in his lineup.
So you're getting him in the... You're locking him in.
I think this is the matchup. Look, last week... They did try. It was a horrible pass by Penn. It was picked off. But early on, they tried to do it. At the beginning of the season, this is what they attempted. They just really didn't hook up. They did that one time. I mean, the game against the Bears, he was wide open. They weren't able to hook up. and it's something that they've tried to do. I think they're trying to get this kid back in the swing of things. And if, I still believe if they really want to go deep into the playoffs, Martavis Bryant has to be
a thing. You willing to put him in the starting lineup?
If I had to, yeah.
I can see that. It's like I'm not going to trust Bryant on a week-to-week basis. I think he's the third receiver on this team. But I think they, you know, they tried to get him the ball early last week. They want to get his confidence going. It's a good matchup. So it would not be surprising me at all. I think a lot of people be off him in daily. Mm-hmm. You know, for, that's good. Very good analysis, as always, from Matt. I'll use him as in rotoexperts.com/DKMS for those reasons.
I think, you know, it's a home game. You got Ben at home. Martavis Bryant scores like 90% of his touchdowns at home, too,
yep.
throughout
yep.
his career. So I think they're going to want to set the tone early. So I'm actually buying on this one.
I would not be surprised if the first play from scrimmage is a play-action bomb to Martavis Bryant. They want to get that narrative behind him. They want this kid to put things behind him and get ready for the postseason.
Who would you rather start this week, Matt? If you believe that Martavis Bryant is going to do all this, who would you rather start this week, Martavis Bryant or Juju?
Juju's been very consistent. That's a good one. I mean, I probably have to say the smart play is Juju.
Okay.
You know, he's really he's consolidating his role there. But I do like Martavis Bryant as a play as well. If I had to choose and I wanted to go to safe route, it's Juju. But I'm not afraid to play Martavis Bryant.
Scotty.
I go Smith-Schuster. He's a must-start wide receiver three right now.
Must start.
He does not come out of my lineup.
Would you start Juju Smith-Schuster over Robert Woods this week?
Who's Woods? What's happening?
Minnesota,
and
I can't sit Woods. I just can't sit him right now.
Well, Sky just told me he's a must-start wide receiver three. This is an option people have.
It's true because you know default is to say they're both must-starts. But you know what though? Based on the matchup, I don't have to go Schuster.
Smith-Schuster for Scotty. Corey, you were shaking your head a moment ago.
Smith-Schuster.
Smith-Schuster for you. You'll bet Robert Woods.
No. I was about Smith-Schuster over Bryant. I answered that question first.
Okay.
But definitely Robert Woods.
Yeah, even though he plays in Minnesota. Roads closed.
I think Roads closed gets on Sammy Watkins.
So you'll start Robert Woods.
Yeah.
Matt, you're shaking your head.
Yeah, no. I said you just can't bench
Robert Woods is not benching
I'm not
right
benching
now.
A guy that is totally beasting out right
He's
now.
Going crazy right now. Robert Woods. There's no way he's on my bench right now. Robert Woods and Robbie Anderson are not bench players. They are starting lineup material.
I see where these guys are coming from, but if I have to make the choice, you know, Woods took advantage of two very good matchups, and that's what you're supposed to do. This is much tougher. So for me, the matchup is a tiebreaker because I've liked them both a lot.
Would you start then this week? I know it's Tuesday. I understand that.
Check the link.
You know, I'm not going to ask this. It's Tuesday. I can't do this.
It's still fun. Go ahead.
Come on.
I can't. Listen, I can't do this when I get upset with other people that do it. So we'll move on. We'll do it tomorrow.
You know what? Let's go contrarian for once. Go ahead and ask it. Come on.
Let's
all want you to do it.
Would you rather start Juju Smith-Schuster or Devontae Parker?
Matchup, please.
Tampa Bay.
I'm going Devontae Parker. Devontae Parker pretty much gets 12 points or so every week. I know that, and I love that matchup.
It's too safe not to sit Parker.
I like Parker, but to me, Schuster now I think is going to have a floor and more of a ceiling, and I like the matchup for him. I'm going Smith-Schuster.
Would you rather start Juju Smith-Schuster or Amari Cooper?
First?
New England.
I got to go Smith-Schuster. Amari Cooper, I don't trust him, and New England's pass defense is playing a heck of a lot better.
Look, Juju's been, the last couple of weeks, been really good. Really, really good.
Let's not get carried away.
But I think we're catapulting this kid. First off, the two people that should eat are going to be Antonio Brown, who I got to think is going to get a ton of targets this week after having
squeaky wheel game.
Yeah, I think that's coming. I think Le'Veon Bell is going to get a ton of work on Thursday night as well. I mean, look, prior to these two games, you know, what was it? 30 yards here, 30 yards here. He's got three games with a touchdown, so he's got the nice streak going. I like Juju. I'm just saying, I think we got to...
They're all tight decisions, but I'm not going to pump the brakes when what have I gotten from Amari Cooper this season outside of one big game and one okay game?
What have you gotten from Smith-Schuster?
Smith-Schuster, though, has come on and now progressed to a different role.
I'm going Amari Cooper.
Yeah, I'm not doing it, Cooper. It could be 2 for 10 again.
It's not even close for me. I don't care if it's 2 for 10. I'm going
I think for me, you know, I guess I disagree with these guys. To me, Cooper's more now about reputation than he is production.
I'm excited for those lineup ranks on Friday. So have this debate again when we get closer to the weekend.
I can't. It's easily Amari Cooper.
I'm going to take the one A to one guy over Schuster. I just got to do it.
Another wide receiver on the waiver wire could still be there. We talked about him last week as well. And that's Corey Coleman. Corey Coleman's going to be back this week facing the cat scratch fever of Jacksonville. Corey Coleman's going to get the fever. If he's on the waiver wire, you grabbing him, Corey?
Yeah, I grab him. I pick him up. I wouldn't start him this week. I don't fool with the fever. I try to avoid the fever on game day.
Look, I mean, Corey Coleman's a good receiver, but, you know, one, he's still got Kaiser throwing the ball. And as you guys just said, it's Jacksonville. Cat scratch fever, Thundercats, whatever the hell you want to call him.
Yeah, it's with Coleman, like he said, he's still got Kaiser throwing him the ball, so...
Matt,
might throw more to the other team.
You, Jake, and I talked about this yesterday on the Frenzy. I like Dontre Lindman again. I know it's crazy.
Dontre Lindman's a thing.
Why not?
He is. This time of year.
It's always the end of the season, too. You're right.
It's a, look, I don't know who's going to be the guy. I'm just glad that they let the truth throw the ball. That was good to see. I mean, at some point, at some point, you got to unwrap your present. You can't have your Christmas present and open it up in January.
Look, if he's going to get the gold jacket, he's got to go to somebody. And like, you know, Inman had 12 points last week. You know, this is why they traded for him. They're desperate.
Yeah, I mean, would I be shocked if Inman has a dud game? No.
No, I wouldn't be shocked either, but I think he's out there. No, like, listen, I get it. This time of year, you can't have everybody.
I would flex him if I need be. But you need still him, four buys.
If you're desperate for a wide receiver, you put him out there in the lineup.
I'd at least pick him up to have him as bench step.
I agree. I completely agree with you. Another wide receiver you can throw out there, Scott's boy, Marquise Goodwin. You know, it's a nice story now.
Yeah, well, yeah, very sad.
Yeah, he's too boom or bust. Yeah, you know, 88 yards, one pass, but, you know, he could easily, you know, not catch anything.
Bye week for him, Marquise Goodwin. Yeah. And then the last one I have on my list is Bruce Ellington out there in Houston. Will Fuller could be out for a little while. Any love with Bruce Ellington, Matt?
I think, you know, he's somebody to consider. I mean, is he a must-have on your team? No, but I think he's going to get some. He needs, as long as he stays healthy, he should get some action. He should get some play.
I don't want anybody but Hopkins there. It's with Savage throwing the ball, they're not even a bye week. Do I feel comfortable starting a number two wide receiver in Houston?
Corey?
Come on, Will Fuller.
Bruce Ellington.
Oh, hell no.
Will Fuller's hurt.
Huh?
Will Fuller's hurt.
I missed that. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm not fooling with. Yeah, I'm not starting Bruce Ellington. I'm playing him. But for what? The quarterback is Tom Savage.
No, it is. But, I mean, the guy's been targeted 8 times back to back weeks. You know, I'm not saying start him, but he's somebody that you need to consider. I'm not saying you have to pick him up as well. But if you're going to get targets.
That's a Braddock guy. I just can't trust Tom Savage. It's not about Ellington, it's about Savage.
Fair enough, and I get it. Exactly what I was looking for a little bit later on. So those are all the running backs. And
I wonder what he was looking for, Scott.
I'll tell you right now what I was looking for. You're going to love this.
All right, what?
I now have in front of me the Week 10 snap counts. Thanks to you.
There you go. No,
wow, he got you back.
He really did.
So there you go. This is what I was looking for as I was trying to make the rundown. I was trying to be prepared for our show.
Yeah.
So I'm prepared for tomorrow's program already.
Coming back hard at you.
It's all good.
Called you a D word today too. Yeah,
he did.
Wow.
Yeah, how is the D word allowed and the SH word isn't? Hey. I don't understand that.
Matt's still.
I am still baffled.
He's still on this thing here. I don't know. It's not one of the words that's banned. I don't think.
Yeah, no.
I think we're.
That's
right.
Why I was saying the other word. I was like, that can't be worse than that. Then I got an email.
You can dress as a woman on Halloween, but you can't say it.
Whoa.
This is wild, man. Coming up next,
brought to you by Trojans.
Coming up next, the Fantasy Football Frenzy, of course, part of the Roto Express block, presented by DX Tracer. Jake Seeley will join the program in just a few minutes. When he does, I'm going to look for a tight end to stream this week. I'm a Jack Doyle owner. I need a tight end. I don't know what I should do with Jack Doyle. Can I drop him? Who do I pick up? I have a name for Jake and Matt and Scott and Corey that I got to throw out there, and they're going to laugh and they're going to yell.
Who do the Giants play this week?
Travis Kelce.
Okay.
So they're gonna yell at me, and that's okay. And I'm excited for it. But it's a name I want to throw out there.
I think I know where he's going to.
People are gonna think about this just like I am. So I'm gonna ask the crew, including Jake Seeley, when we return. So Roto Experts, presented by DX Racer. We wrap up for this.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Final five of the program, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Matt Bodica, McKinney, Scott Angle, Corey Parson, Indian Lollipop. Enjoying life, it seems. Doesn't even bother to have his headphones on. He doesn't care that we're on television. It means nothing to him. it's completely nonchalant. All right. So I'm going to need a tight end. There's other people out there like me that may need a tight end this week. And Jack Doyle has been my guy all year long. Well, all year, I mean like the last 2 weeks. So he's been my guy for a little while. I don't really know who to drop. I don't know what to do. I need a tight end. I don't know where to go. So I was looking at the schedule, and I was trying to make it work, and the name that kept popping up was Mercedes Lewis.
Yes, the Browns have continually been the AFC's worst team against tight ends, so it makes sense. You never there's no rhyme or reason, it seems, when they go to Lewis, but this could be a week.
So you're saying there's a chance?
So you're saying there's a chance?
Yes, there's a legitimate chance there.
Will Mercedes Lewis be in your lineup ranks inside your top 12 this week?
Probably not within the top 12.
Damn.
But look, I'll endorse it as a streamer. He doesn't have to be in the top 12 in order for you to use him.
No, he
especially
doesn't.
If he ends up in the top 15 or 16.
But he's so bad, Mercedes Lewis.
He had a three touchdown game this year.
He was so good in college. I thought he was going to be a star, right?
He'll be a star.
They like him as a blocker, though. He does a really good job, and that's why he continues to come back year after year.
Other tight ends that could be out there for you on the waiver wire include, let me see here, who's on my list? Include Julius Thomas. He scored a touchdown last night. Would you prefer Julius Thomas, anybody?
Yeah, I prefer Julius Thomas. Who does he have this week? Lewis.
Tampa Bay.
I could see Thomas scoring a touchdown.
Let's bring in the only kid and see his thoughts. What's up, Jake?
What's going on, Greg?
Could you just throw Mercedes Lewis this week against Cleveland?
Not comfortably, no. But, I mean, you're streaming tight ends to hoping for a touchdown. That's all it is. That's why everybody was trying to throw it and sell it against the Giants, and it happened to work out.
It did work out.
Just looking for a touchdown.
Who would you rather start, Julius Thomas or Mercedes Lewis?
Mercedes Lewis.
No! Yeah, right!
You can't bank on a Julius Thomas run.
No, you can't.
They look consistently in the end zone.
But he hasn't scored the last year before last game. That was the last time he scored. It was last season.
That was a long time ago.
I thought he had a touchdown earlier this season.
Oh, Julius Thomas?
Yeah.
He scored the week before.
I think he was saying before last week.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Two in a row.
Other tight ends that could be out there for you outside of Julius Thomas and Mercedes Lewis, potentially Tyler Kroft could still be out there, I guess. Yeah,
it's dangerous with him.
Yeah. Jake's right.
Dangerous with all of these.
Jake's right. You're hoping for a touchdown. And whoever thinks Mercedes Lewis, probably this week, gives you the best chance at that, I think.
Who's Kroft have this week?
Cincinnati faces Pittsburgh. No, they don't face Pittsburgh. Cincinnati.
Oh, I know who you got.
Denver. Faces in Denver.
I know who you got.
Oh, boy. I feel like Scott would have fallen for it.
If I didn't start laughing.
Every time.
I wouldn't go and do it to him, no.
Every time.
I won't get in trouble.
Here's Greg.
I think you should go with Corey's recommendation. Yeah.
Do you feel better about Mercedes Lewis or Kobe Fleener? Because the Redskins give up a lot of touchdowns to tight ends, too.
I would not use Kobe Fleener against anybody. Yeah.
Him and Josh Hill.
That guy's a disaster.
Would you guys, if you owned Greg Olsen, somebody does. If you owned Greg Olsen, Jake, would you drop Jack Doyle?
Not until he's back, no.
He's
supposed to be back that first game after the bye, but they've already said that it's supposed to, not guaranteed.
Yeah, that's the kind of predicament I'm in. I don't really know who to drop, so I'm going to have to figure that out for this week. Corey, what's going on next on The Frenzy?
Coming up next on The Frenzy, we go through this week's number ones, our top performance for this week. We'll give out our game balls. We'll start to get some waiver wire talk. So that is the Tuesday edition of the Fantasy Football Frenzy right here on FNTSY Radio.
It's so good, it writes itself. For Matt Modica, that's Wall Street. For the King, Scott Engel. For the fantasy executive, Corey Parson. And, of course, the all-in kid, Jake Seeley. My name is Greg Sussman. Thank you so much for watching. We'll do it all again tomorrow. Get those waiver wires in and enjoy some college basketball tonight, Corey.
Oh, it's going to be fun tonight.
It's going to be awesome. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great one, everybody. Bye-bye.